bringing you the latest news about what's happening in Nigeria or anywhere else in the world. That's part of our mission here at The World. But radio, of course, can do a lot more than just bring you the news. Our producer in London, Leo Hornack, likes to keep track of the many different ways radio is used around the globe. And over the next few weeks, he's going to share some stories with us about what he's discovered. Some of it is very basic, but extremely effective. Today, we start with this. So, Leo, that doesn't sound especially scintillating. What am I listening to there? It sounds just like people reading off names.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Aaron. Did you get most of that? Were you taking notes? Because I can tell you exactly what they were reading. That's the BBC Somali service. And they were reading out a list of names. But it's not just any list of names. It's a regular show that's been running for, you know, getting on, I think, for 20 years now, called BaFin, which means missing persons. And what this show does is, in collaboration with the International Committee of the Red Cross, is it allows Somalis who've lost people to put in their name, a small description of the person they're looking for, and it gets read out on the radio. And unfortunately, there are a lot of missing people. So according to the International Committee of the Red Cross, 12,000 names were read aloud on this show in 2012 alone. Every day, 15 minutes a day at the moment, they go through a whole list of names.
You know, Leo, in this age of the internet and Google and cell phones, especially from an American perspective, it just seems strange that radio might have this kind of reach.
Well, I mean, it is strange, and that's what kind of grabbed me when I first heard of this. I was speaking to a Somali friend of mine who lives in, he's a refugee in Kenya, and he just mentioned this show in passing as though it was something everyone would have heard of, like the news or the weather forecast. I spoke to one of the producers of the show. He used to present the show. He's called Muhammad Ali, and he works in the BBC's Nairobi Bureau, and he told me a little bit about why radio in particular is the only way this kind of service can be provided.
Internet is not accessible in most places in Horn of Africa. It's not even accessible in refugee camps. Publication of newspaper requires literacy. There are no many people who can read and write. So radio now becomes the medium that can cut across all these barriers, where you will not need electricity, where you will not need to have infrastructure like internet. So I think it's the most accessible, easily affordable medium of communication in the Horn of Africa.
Leo, as you mentioned, the radio read off 12,000 names in 2012 alone. It's a lot of people, but I guess the big question is, does it work? Have friends and family been reunited?
The answer is it does work. And the evidence for that, I mean, evidence being collected by the Red Cross, but the sort of most powerful evidence is kind of anecdotal and is in people's personal stories. As I said, this friend of mine who first told me about the show, he's a Somali refugee. He lives in Kenya. And he just mentioned, he said, oh, yeah, no, I've always remembered that show when I was a young kid, about 7 years old in Mogadishu. I suddenly remember the neighbor jumping up and down and starting to cry. And the reason? Her husband had called out for her on the Missing Persons show, and they were going to be reunited. She hadn't seen him in a decade. And, you know, that's just one of the stories that you come across when you speak to Somalis in the whole Somali diaspora. I mean, the Red Cross themselves, who do this in collaboration with the BBC, have been collecting these stories. And if you go to PRI.org, you can see one of the videos they made, an interview with a mother who got reunited with her daughter. It's a very powerful story, but it's not unusual. This, unfortunately, if you are a young or even a middle-aged or even a very old Somali, you will have relatives who have got lost or have been separated from in the conflict.
Our producer in London, Leo Hornack, thank you very much.
No problem, Aaron.
We want to hear your stories of reuniting with loved ones, whether as refugees or some other way. Share your family reunion tale with us at PRI.org or go to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/PRI the world.